So if you guys have any questions whatsoever about keto or intermittent fasting, whether you're starting keto as a new person or just need to debug your program, or you have a question about a product, call one of our keto consultants. They'll be able to help you. Call 540-299-1557. That's 540-299-1557.
Welcome to the Dr. Berg's Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast, where Dr. Berg takes you on the journey for the truth about getting healthy and losing healthy weight.
I want to talk about coffee and the amount of coffee that we should drink. 83% of U.S. adults consume coffee. Now, what's in coffee is caffeine, and the way caffeine works is it blocks a certain chemical that makes you sleepy. So basically, caffeine wakes you up. It helps give you this sensation of well-being, you feel more creative, and you're less sleepy. But if you have too much, it can have some negative things. It can increase cortisol. It can also increase adrenaline if you have too much. So another name for cortisol is glucocorticoid, because one of the functions of cortisol is to help you regulate your blood sugars if your blood sugars are too low. But cortisol decreases insulin sensitivity. So what that means, if you have too much, it can actually take you out of ketosis. And the problem with a lot of people doing keto is they do a massive amount of coffee, and especially at the wrong times. They do it through the entire day. So cortisol spikes at 8:30 in the morning, okay? So if you're drinking coffee through the day, you're constantly jacking up cortisol. And as you do that, you start stressing out the body, and it has some side effects, which we'll get to. Now, you're also stimulating adrenaline, and that's going to put you more in the flight or fight mode. So how much coffee should you drink? Well, I recommend you drink 8 ounces, okay? That would be the size of this coffee cup. Now, it looks very large, right? It's actually very small. Okay. This is how much coffee I drink every single day. It's very small. 8 ounces. That's all I drink. That's what I recommend you drink. As you drink more coffee, it's going to affect you in various ways. It can give you side effects. It can actually make you tired. It can actually prevent you from sleeping or getting the quality of sleep that you really want. It can inhibit ketosis, and I recommend that you check your ketones by just consuming a small cup, and then the next day, check your ketones after drinking, say, 3 or 4 cups, and you'll see that you'll actually be less in the ketosis. Also, it can give you more anxiety if you do too much. So most people drink coffee to have more focus, right? But the problem is it'll give you less focus, less concentration over time. You'll be more ADD. Also, it can decrease serotonin, and serotonin is the hormone that helps you assist in making you happier. So you might kind of be grouchy during the second part of the day. Also, it can give you tension in the back part of your neck, okay? Up in the top part, right between where your skull connects to your neck. And it can also affect and give you less digestion. So do one of these, okay? You can do decaf, make sure it's organic, or Ticino, which is the great coffee alternative, or some herbal tea that's naturally decaffeinated.
Hey, before you go real quick, I have a course entitled How to Bulletproof Your Immune System. It's a free course. I want you to take it. And here's why. Here's you. Here is your environment. Everyone is focused on this over here, avoiding your environment. But what about here? What about strengthening your immune system? That's what's missing. This course will show you how to bulletproof yourself. And so you can tolerate and resist your environment much better by strengthening your own immune system. I put a link down in the description right down below. Check it out and get signed up today.
Hey guys, I just want to let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly. You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So If you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.